be traveling through.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Jim in Vancouver, and you talk about the bully pulpit. And I'm absolutely in agreement with you. If Donald Trump is able to overcome the election fraud and get into the White House, our work is only just beginning. Because you can have these bullies up there in their pulpits trying to shout down Donald Trump. But you know what a bully is most afraid of is a crowd of people standing up for themselves. And if we have 100 million Americans glaring through the windows at the offices of the senators and the representatives, reminding them that they're supposed to be working for us, we can get them to cooperate with Donald Trump. Now, there is no question. There is no question. Our election system has to be completely reformed from top to bottom. We need to get rid of those electronic voting machines. We need to get rid of tabulation centers. We need to bring back voter ID laws. We need to have little colored ink on the thumb to prevent multiple voting. We have to mandate that you vote near you, where you live, and not drive all over the state or into another state to vote. We can have an honest election system. I refuse to believe that the nation that put men on the moon can't come up with an honest, fair, and accurate election system. For us to have this mess that we have right now, that lets elections get stolen so openly, it has to be by design.
I agree. And you said before you went to station break, I think you misquoted me. You said bully puppet. That's what we got as a bully pulpit.
Well, no, it was bully pulpit. And
I heard it wrong then.
Well, no, it could be me. I'm dealing with this cold and everything, and I'm fuzzed out on all the medications and whatnot.
I wanted to ask you a question about some other things that I watch. There's a guy named Michael Trim. Have you heard of him? He doesn't have
many
on YouTube.
All
right, he's putting out some absolutely damning analysis on the fraud business, and all. He's a researcher doing WikiLeaks stuff, you know, but it's really good. I'm going to send it to you an email. You can see it for a little bit and see if you're interested. You ever heard of this black guy, Derek Grayson, around from the Ron Paul days? He's really teaching the black folks all about the Democrats and why we need to vote Trump. And David Seaman, that guy, that kid that got fired from Huffington Post for mentioning Hillary's stuff, or Hillary's illness, he's been doing some good things. Paul Craig Roberts says that some Washington group up there, or a defense group, has studied these things, and that if only 1% of the arsenal of the United States and Russia is used in any kind of a nuclear exchange, there will be a nuclear winter that will ensue where no temperature on Earth will be above 32 degrees for 3 years.
Well, that depends on where the weapons are detonated. If they're upper atmospheric detonations to bring about, or outside the atmosphere to trigger impulses, you're not going to see as much of the nuclear winter issue. Air bursts down to 5,000 feet, not really. But if you do a ground burst, then yes, you're going to see a lot of dust and debris tossed into the air that's going to float around there for a very, very long time.
Two small points. The people I'm listening with and everything say that the real steal, if we can win it, is going to be the Electoral College. And you probably know more about that than anybody I know. So the thing is, from the Declaration of Independence in the second paragraph, about the middle, when a long train of abuses and usurpations, patients pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design
to reduce them under absolute despotism,
that's where we're at. This is becoming more and more apparent to everybody.
Yes, they really are. And again, I would like to get out of this mess without violence, but if violence comes, being an old guy and not really being suitable for combat and everything, I definitely am going to go down to the hardware store and get a very nice sledgehammer and go on over and take out my anger on those electronic voting machines. That's going to be my talking.
That's the last resort, but you got to keep it. Anyway, there you go, sir. I'm done.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Here. We're going to switch.
Finding you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Mary in New Jersey. Mary, thank you for being so patient. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I just wanted to say that I saw something before the weekend about on WikiLeaks I'm not sure if you saw it, that they are aware that she's, her numbers are falling. It said something like 12%, and I saw someplace 11%, and the rest was for Trump, or a big percentage was for Trump. But they're just, like, kind of making up their own numbers. Were you aware of anything like this?
Well, the polls are all over the place. Generally, the polls being run by the corporate media, which we know are in bed with Hillary's campaign, have Hillary ahead. Polls run by other organizations that are not connected with the corporate media or the Hillary Clinton campaign, such as my own website, show Donald Trump very, very much in the lead. The fact that all these polling results are all over the place tells us most of them are going to be wrong. They're going to turn out to be wrong. If the polling was really accurate, the numbers would be lining up. The fact that they don't, you know, basically advertises there's a lot of fraud going on. And we're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're in hour number three. We're taking phone calls and talking about, well, various topics, including Hillary's and Donald Trump's numbers. And they are all over the place. But remember, there was that one Podesta email that came on out that said the corporate media was being directed to produce good polling numbers for Hillary Clinton to discourage Trump supporters from even going to the voting booths to basically sell this message. The election is effectively over. It's already Hillary. Don't even bother showing up on Election Day or for early voting. Just stay at home and watch whatever it is you watch on TV.
Hello?
Yeah, anything else?
Yes, I did. The main thing I wanted to call about, before you were talking about, you know, weather change and stuff, well, I've always, you know, I'm a nurse, so I took a lot of biology and stuff, and I got good marks, but I always, since I was a teenager, I graduated high school the same year as Al Gore, so I'm 68. I was 17. And I've always read science magazines, and when that movie first came out, it said that we were, a lot of scientists thought we were heading into a mini ice age. But also, a few years ago, I looked up whether Al Gore even had a degree in biology or anything. So, evidently, and I had more trouble finding it now, but I did, he did graduate in 1965, went to high school. His marks were dismal, evidently.
Yes, especially in the sciences.
What's that?
Especially in the sciences.
Yes, I know. He went to Vanderbilt first, and it was a seminary school, I think. So he got a C minus. He took eight courses. He got a C minus in economics. He got a D in science. I think it was a biology. A C plus in another, and then five Fs. So he flunked out of there, and then he went to Harvard. And I'll tell you, having a child who is very smart and trying to get, funding, they are more, if you have wealthy parents that can afford to fund the school, they will take you in preference to a smart kid that doesn't have money, okay?
So, yeah, they will. You know, if there's an endowment to a chair, yeah, the university will let the kid in, even if they're a loser. No question about that. We've seen that throughout history. And we've seen the children of the very wealthy literally be hand-carried through the university and given a degree to speed them on their way. And they're really not very qualified. Now, in the case of Al Gore, he seized on this idea of global warming. And have you read my ClimateGate article?
I didn't read yours, but I did read an article about how he, some professor, he sat in on his class, and he had this theory about global warming, and he reversed it at the time, but Al Gore happened to be in the front of his class when he was taking that. So what was regarding your article?
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and repost it to the main page of whatreallyhappened.com so you can read it. It's very, very long and documented. And basically, in a nutshell, as I said to that earlier caller, climate is always changing on Earth. It always has. It always will.
I'm totally aware of that. I'm totally aware of that. But anyhow, he did go on to Harvard, And he didn't do that much that well either. But, you know, it's a lot of places they don't have this. But I did find one place that actually had his marks that, that you know, he got meager marks. And he only took, like, a life, but one professor where he got this idea from. And, by the way, Bill Gates, who's also spouting this out, has no idea what he's talking about. And he talked, I saw him lecturing about the, getting the CO2.
Because they're all financially invested. They're selling products for global
warming. I know. But they have no idea.
Now, Mary, hang on a second.
Okay.
If you want to know what Al Gore is all about, what you need to remember is that when he set up his carbon trading scam, he was helped with the design by Ken Lay. Ken Lay was the guy who ran Enron during the time it was defrauding its investors, its employees. And what Al Gore and Ken Lay were going to do was cheat planet Earth using carbon dioxide the way Enron had swindled California using electricity. It was set up to be a scam right from the start. There are far more potent greenhouse gases in the atmosphere than carbon dioxide. There's water vapor, certainly the worst, but you're not going to get people to pay a cloud fee or a cloud tax. Methane is far more potent a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide, but most methane comes from bovine flatulence, deep crust microbes, termites, which are all life forms far too intelligent to listen to Al Gore. So they settled on carbon dioxide because they could say we can blame people for carbon dioxide and guilt them out of their money and obedience, even though the human contribution to atmospheric carbon dioxide is actually microscopic.
I know, and I can't believe that they fooled so many people for so long. And without at the time that we've had the most life on Earth, there's been more higher levels of carbon dioxide, because without it, everything would be dead. We wouldn't have any.
That's exactly right. The EPA has declared carbon dioxide a pollutant to go along with this agenda, but if there was no CO2, we wouldn't be here. It's an essential component of life.
Yeah, I'm saying this for the benefit of, like, that previous caller who's taking a college class and other young people, I mean, or people who haven't had sciences. I mean, it's just absurd. The stuff they're talking about is just absurd. It's just totally ridiculous.
Well, science is politicized. Politicians think they can warp science to suit their agenda. I got to see this up close and personal when I was with NASA. And it's one of the reasons why real scientific training has all but vanished from the American education system. Common Core teaches science, basically, that you will remember and regurgitate what we told you from the scientists from the past. They're not being taught experimental method. They're not being taught scientific method. They're not being taught to analyze critically and think about what's going on. It's just read and rote repetition. That's not science. That's scholarship. Anyway, Mary, I need to let you go. We're running out of time, and the phone lines are still full. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Steve in California. Steve, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, I always love those self-proclaimed experts that have no experience and no knowledge in the subject matter they talk about as being experts like Al Gore. And don't count out, Michael, that they won't add a bovine flatus tax someday for the farmers.
They're already talking about it. Obama's already talking about it, that we need to curb the methane from cows. And I understand the name for Obama's program to curb bovine flatulence is called Obamacork.
Well, couldn't we just give gas X to the cows and the sheep? Couldn't we just do that?
I think it's a lot funnier thinking about shoving a cork into the rear end of a cow.
That's not my question. I have a tech question for you. I've working with Audacity for audio recording on my computer with a USB microphone. Is there another program out there that gives you the video portion clarity and the audio at the same time? That one program out there that's maybe even a free download? Is there anything you know of?
Are you live streaming, or you're just trying to put together a video?
Just to record for and then later on share.
I think you can do that.
No live streaming.
Okay, but I think you can do that with, I don't know about free software. Hang on a second. There are tools to do that. Generally, I think Movie Maker will do that. And I would actually have to take a look at that. When I do production here, it's usually where the visuals are created separately. We record the audio. We mix that down in Adobe Audition. Then we put it all together in Adobe Premiere for our finished product.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'm attending a Eagle Forum meeting tonight, and we have a speaker that's going to be talking about election fraud, voter fraud. So I thought I would record the meeting itself, but I've got Audacity. I'm going to try the Audacity and see if that works just for the audio portion. But I thought about the video, if I could do a video and audio together.
Can you do it on your cell phone?
I'm not sure I'd have the memory to do a whole,
thing. All right.
Okay.
Might be time to invest in a camcorder.
All right.
Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha, Michael.
Aloha, Nunui.
Oh, boy. This is probably going to tweak some hairs here and there with who, what, when, where, and why. But I'm curious about one thing. Is the people's vote... The everyday person on the street is the people's vote, which is the popular vote. Is that not what the Electoral College is supposed to be based off of, or a separate entity altogether?
Well, the original purpose of the Electoral College goes back to a time in this country where we didn't have telegraphs or telephone or radio, where basically riding around the countryside on a horse is how you got around. And rather than literally carry all the ballots from the outlying states to be counted, the state's popular vote basically elected an elector. The electors would then meet at the Electoral College and vote for the president. It was originally the idea that a state elector represented the voters of their state. Unfortunately, there have been a couple of historic precedents where the Electoral College has said, well, we've decided that the people are wrong and we need to go this way. And there was one very famous case where the Electoral College was literally bribed to throw the presidency a certain way. And there are disquieting rumors that George Soros is already wagging his checkbook at the current members of the Electoral College. Which is why, in the blueprint for the new America, the Electoral College goes into the shredder.
Well, that I was kind of wondering about where you were going to go with that train of thought. So you basically nailed it because of something I heard recently. So I was kind of wondering, well, then what's the point of the everyday person's vote being the popular vote or whatever? Is they're going to do that with the Electoral College being bought and paid for? And what's the point?
It's not just the Electoral College. I mean, there's the superdelegate system that overrides the popular votes in the primaries. We saw how that was abused by the Democrats this primary season. When Ted Cruz was still erroneously being considered as a challenger for Donald Trump, they were talking about throwing it to a brokered convention in which the delegates would just pick somebody and to heck with who won the popular vote during the primary season. It is set up to allow these candidates, nominees, and officials to be hijacked away from control of the American people, and that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Gives a whole new meaning to the word shenanigans. Thanks so much, Michael.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot. We're going to go to Nick in California. Actually, Nick, hang on. We're coming up on a commercial break, so just take a deep breath. I'm going to take your call as soon as we come back from the next commercials. Meanwhile, if you are living in Northwest New Jersey, get out the warm clothing. There is a snow and freeze warning there for you tonight. And Al Gore is howling in the distance in rage and frustration that we have another record-setting winter on the way. We're going to take a break for commercials. Back with Nick in California after these few words.
statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life, and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's see, we're going to go to Nick in California. Nick, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yeah, this is my first time calling in, and I love the show. You're one of the most polite radio hosts I've ever heard, and I like that.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, not much point in my screaming at callers, although I have on occasion, if they come on in with things like Bigfoot and, you know, HARP and Elvis and a UFO and the rest of that stuff, but you don't sound like one of those. What can I do for you?
Voting. So I read an article, wanted to see what truth there was to it. I'm in California, one of the 16 states using the renamed Diebold machines, and they're calling them Smart Tech or something. And they're saying you can request a paper ballot. Now, is
yes,
that
you
true,
can.
And would it help?
Yeah, it definitely would, and you can request a paper ballot. The problem is they can bypass that by simply not having a lot of paper ballots. There was an article that was out there saying if you have these Smartmatic voting machines from George Soros in your polling place, ask for a paper ballot, because these Smartmatic machines are not actually certified for use in U.S. elections. They're just putting them in there to steal the election, and you can demand and get a paper ballot. Now, remember the shenanigans they pulled down in San Diego, where there were a huge number of absentee ballots that had been sent on in. But based solely on the live vote, they declared Hillary had won it, even though the number of uncounted absentee ballots was larger than all the votes for Hillary Clinton. Now, the way the law is supposed to work is they count the live vote, and if the number of absentee ballots is greater than the difference between the two candidates, the absentee ballots are counted. Obviously, if Hillary is ahead of Bernie Sanders by 5,000 and there's only 1,000 absentee ballots, there's not much point in counting them. There's no way it can be overtaken. What they did in San Diego was they simply said it's Hillary and proceeded to destroy the absentee ballots, even though there was a huge number of them. There was a lawsuit, and the judge admitted clearly there was misbehavior here, but once the state of California certified the election, there was no remedy. In other words, they stole it fair and square.
Yeah, so the judge pulled a Comey on that one.
In essence, yes.
Not really. And then I guess the other question I would have is economically, I'm not sure how deep you go into it, but are you looking at possibly a period of deflation? And then the question that goes with that is, how do you feel about metals as a safeguard?
I'm a big champion of metals as a store of wealth. I think everybody should be buying metals right now. Silver, gold, tantalum, lead. And we're basically looking at a period of hyperinflation just to keep the system propped up. When you look at all these banks that have been caught engaging in massive frauds, rigging of prices, LIBOR, creating fake accounts, and all of this stuff. And these are some big names in the industry like Wells Fargo and JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs, and they're all engaging in massive amounts of fraud. And what it tells me is fraud is the only thing holding Wall Street up right now. And what that in turn tells me is the real economy of the nation, the economy that makes the nation work. People have high-paying jobs. People take that money. They buy homes. They buy cars. They go to the shopping mall. They buy TVs and all the rest of that stuff. That economy has already shut down. And they're keeping it propped up with all this instant money created by the Federal Reserve until after the election is over. And then there's going to be a huge crash, which they're going to try and paper over with more hyperinflation. And we're going to wind up like Zimbabwe did, where people were walking around with paper notes in their pockets that said $100 trillion. And they were actually worth about 36 cents. You can still buy them on eBay for a couple of bucks as a conversation piece.
Nice. Well, I'd say an interesting book you might like. I learned about it on Alex Jones, called The Sale of a Lifetime. And it's with regard to everything that you're saying. Very interesting book. Took me about 2 or 3 days to read it. And, this guy does kind of go between, well, we might see the hyperinflation, then followed by deflation. And, his opinion on metals is not the common one that you're hearing right now. He's saying that it might not be the way to go. I buy metals. I'm in it. So I figured you might want to know about that book.
Yeah, definitely. You want to be in metals in small amounts and under your own control. And don't get into those paper contracts. Those things are leveraged hundreds to one, and they're going to be worthless. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's get a couple of phone calls. Then I got some news stories. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Climate change is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in the world. First of all, you need to realize that the time when life was most diverse, so widespread, the largest animals to ever walk the face of the earth was during the time of the dinosaurs. And that was because carbon was about 150 times what it is on the planet today. More carbon dioxide, more plants. The plant eaters eat more plants. They get bigger, i.e. the carnivores need to get bigger to eat the dinosaurs. Secondly, we know
well,
that
Hang on. Let's take this one step at a time. Carbon dioxide was really high before the dinosaurs during what's called the Carboniferous period, and it was definitely high generating all this plant life. What allowed the dinosaurs to grow so much larger was the amount of oxygen in the atmosphere was much higher, which allowed their biochemistry to have a much higher metabolism that gave them the physical strength to hold themselves erect. I mean, we all love the Jurassic Park movies. I think they're absolutely wonderful. But the reality is, if you brought back a genuine Cretaceous dinosaur to our current Earth, they would have about as much difficulty getting by as if you were up on the top of Mount Everest without an oxygen bottle. That's the reality.
Well, what I understand, even today, if you had two alligators, both hatched on the same day, and you raise one in captivity and you raise one in the swamp, the one that's in captivity will be dramatically smaller than the one that's in the wilderness, A, because the one in the wilderness is forced to survive. Also, there's a dramatically more amount of food and resources out there for it to eat, whereas the one that's in captivity lives a much easier life and is fed on a schedule, so it will remain a much smaller size. So I was always under the impression that, for whatever reason, genetically, you know, reptiles of a certain breed have the ability to grow to fit their environment.
Well, all life forms do, and by the way, the dinosaurs were not reptiles. They're actually closer to the birds. But yes, living space constrained size. There's an island off the coast of Southern California, very near Catalina, and they have discovered the fossil remains of woolly mammoths on this island that are very, very tiny.
My next point on climate change is...
Hang on, I'm not done. Okay. The theory is that at one point this island was connected to the mainland, along that whole slipping San Andreas Fault, and the mammoths were coming back and forth. And over time, the island started to break away and finally got so far the mammoths couldn't swim back and forth. So the mammoths that remained on that island, because it was size limited, they shrank in size. And they're called pygmy mammoths. So, anyway, continue your next thing.
There was a volcano in 2010 in Iceland, Mount Fuji Vuki Vugaleta, and that one volcano, over the course of 10 days, released more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than all of man-made CO2 has ever produced in the history of man's life.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I mean, on that next island over that away. We have a volcano that's been erupting continuously for almost 20 years. And ironically enough, the laboratory that measures atmospheric carbon dioxide is on the top of that mountain, which always struck me as kind of weird. But that's the facility that Al Gore was always using to say, oh, the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is dangerously high. Well, you're sitting on top of a volcano that's putting out carbon dioxide. But the way the carbon Nazis get around that is they divide carbon into the natural carbon dioxide and the carbon dioxide produced by us icky-poo human beings. And they're saying the natural carbon dioxide has a carbon dioxide sink that balances it perfectly, but the carbon dioxide created by the humans, those icky-poo humans, has no natural sink, and that's why it's so destabilizing. And, of course, it's complete nonsense. If humans are adding a little more carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, plants will eat it up and grow faster, higher, produce more crop, and it's a natural self-balancing system. Commercial greenhouses add carbon dioxide to their interiors to produce more saleable crop. It is complete nonsense, what they're doing with this global warming thing, and it's all scaring you out of your money and obedience, and it's absolute total junk science. Now, if you go back to Al Gore's mockumentary, The Inconvenient Truth, he makes a big deal over these Antarctic ice cores that show temperatures going up and down on a regular period, which it does, and carbon dioxide going up and down with it. And Al Gore says, see, when the carbon dioxide goes up, it made the Earth warmer. Well, if you zoomed in on the data, what you find is that the Earth warms first, and the carbon dioxide levels increase roughly 800 years later. And that makes perfect sense, because when the Earth gets warmer, you have more animal life. More animal life will produce more carbon dioxide. But Al Gore inverted that relationship to sell you this idea that carbon dioxide is warming the world. And if you look at the temperature variations on the graph, they're regular, periodic, regular as clockwork, corresponding to solar energy cycles and the changing shape of the Earth's orbit.
Well, and the most brilliant thing about climate change, the most evilly brilliant thing, is that once we have carbon tax and they start paying, we have to start paying Al Gore money, He doesn't need to do anything to fix the problem. All he needs to do is go in and make the calculations correct in the models and remove his little sensor from the top of a volcano, and all of a sudden, magically, because humanity started paying money to Al Gore,
That's not what happened. That's not what happened. The government wants the carbon tax because they're hopelessly broke and in debt. Al Gore made his money with his carbon trading scheme, his brokerages, and he wanted to be the world's first carbon billionaire, and it was a commodity. It was very unusual. It was the only commodity that you promised not to deliver. They ran it all over Europe and made huge amounts of money. Didn't affect the climate there. They ran it here in the U.S., didn't do quite as well, and they've since shut down. But Al Gore ended the 2000 campaign absolute dead broke, and apparently part of his deal of ducking out and letting George Bush become president was the U.S. government would support him on this global warming thing. And he's made himself hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's bought himself a seaside home in Southern California, so much for the claim that the ocean levels are rising. And it's just a scam. It's just another scam. Anyway, I need to let you go. We're almost out of time, and we got callers waiting. So we're going to switch over to Mike in Tennessee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Greetings, Michael. I just wanted to mention those provisional ballots, those paper ballots, are thrown out. I was involved in a campaign. I ran for office in 2006, and not only did they not count them, but when I challenged the election for fraud because I won in a landslide and they just flipped the votes, I was told that basically they've got rules that they go by. Even in a federal election, the local rules trump, and they can literally throw those paper ballots out the window. And yes, I understand the difference between potential likely voters casting votes under provisional conditions, mail-in ballots that could overturn the count. But routinely, those people throw them away. And remember one thing, those people that are in positions right now counting the votes are status quo bureaucrats who want to maintain status quo.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. By the way, we're getting word from Florida that higher numbers of Trump supporters are turning in their mail-in ballots. So it looks like Trump is ahead in Florida in terms of the early voting. And I'm sure that the ashtrays are going to be flying around Hillary Clinton's campaign office or bus. Matter of fact, she's got another little bruise on the side of her face, either an ashtray ricocheted or she's had another spill. Mike, thank you very much for the information. We're going to let you go and switch to Will in Cincinnati. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you a question, and I think it's really important. A lot of people are voting early, and I wanted to get your opinion. Do you think it would actually, would it be better for a true election if more people voted early, or would it be better if it all came down on the last day? What's your take on that?
Well, the Constitution says that the elections are to be held on a specific day, where everybody can get together, and obviously if you're voting on just one day, then the mechanisms to preserve the accuracy and fairness of the vote are all concentrated on that day. The problem with absentee and early voting is the watchdogs just aren't there as much. There are more opportunities for ballot box stuffing, and apparently there are already videos out there of Democrats stuffing the ballot boxes. I mean, our election system is a disgrace. We need to stop talking about how do we improve the election system and talk about a complete replacement from top to bottom. And I've already said there's a very good way to have a guaranteed election. And that is you go down to the precinct near where you live and you vote. And at the end of the day, the ballot boxes are opened and counted by hand in front of everybody who wants to be there. Observers from Russia, observers from the candidates, observers from the issues, and all the voters who want to be there. Nobody is ejected. The ballots are counted by hand, and the totals for that precinct are posted where everybody can look at them. Okay? Then your city newspaper... Then your city newspapers take the totals for all those precincts and they publish them in the local newspaper so that everybody can verify their precinct totals were accurately reported, and then they can go on down with their own calculator and verify the totals for the city. Then you do the same thing at the county level, can take it up to the state level, and finally the federal level. The idea being that every single voter knows that their precinct numbers were reported accurately and can check the math work for themselves. That's how you guarantee elections. And you have voter ID laws. This idea that requiring an ID to vote is somehow racist or discriminatory, that's ridiculous. You need an ID to drive a car. You need an ID to buy alcohol or tobacco. Why is it all of a sudden discriminatory when it's dealing with the elections, especially when we know illegal immigrants who are not legally supposed to vote are voting in these elections, have voted in the early elections? And we don't need central tabulation centers. We do not need computers. There is no law that says the results of the elections have to be available 1 hour after the polling places close. We could wait till the next morning for everything to be properly counted. We could wait for a week to get an accurate, honest count. It's not impossible to do. The way it's set up now is to make it possible to steal elections and keep everybody so confused they don't see how it's being done.
Well, we got to get the word out. Keep pressing the everybody wear red on election day. And
yes.
Everybody keep holding the media's feet to the fire on Project Veritas until they cover it, until they have to cover it.
Well, you know what's really interesting? As you know, Russia offered to send observers for our elections. They were told, don't show up, we're going to arrest you. Now the Department of Justice actually came out with a statement saying it's illegal to stop voter fraud. That if you see somebody committing election fraud and you try and stop them, you are in violation of the federal voting rights law. I mean, that's how completely bogus this has turned into.
This is nuts. A quick side note for you, Mike. The trial for the cop, the Ray Tenzing trial, the Cincinnati State cop that shot the guy in the face that was all on camera, that they're drawing a jury for that right now, and they say normally that the defendants will come to the prosecutor or strike a deal. Well, they're not. It looks like they're playing hardball, and they're going to play for keeps. So it could, if he gets off on that, it could very well trigger some massive racial events right here in Cincinnati. But, yeah, I wanted to let you know, keep your eye on that.
Okay, I definitely will. And Cincinnati's a lovely town. I took Claire to the World Choir Games there back in, I think it was 2013, and we loved it there. We absolutely loved it. All right, before we take this next phone call, I want to make a point. There is actually one very reliable indicator of the elections that has been there all along that most people don't look at because it can't be skewed, it can't be rigged, it can't be bribed. Halloween masks. If you go back and you look at prior elections going back for decades, where masks of the candidates have been available, the preference for the masks matches almost exactly the final popular vote results. And this year, the Donald Trump masks are outselling the Hillary masks by more than 2-1. Even little girls want the Donald Trump masks. All right, back to the phones. Tom in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, guys.
Tom, are you there? Okay, phone glitch, we lost Tom. Gosh darn, it's just a glitch. It's not Hillary's people coming on in with the wire cutters and cutting our... Anyway, I am seeing all these very alarming articles. This one over in Natural News, which normally is dealing with health and vaccine. But they're out there saying that we need to seriously look at the fact that even if Donald Trump wins the popular vote, that he'll be cheated with the Electoral College or he'll be assassinated. And there's a very real possibility. In fact, they calculate it at 95% that if Donald Trump is cheated of this election, 95% probability there will be violence in the streets of America. I hope they're wrong. But if it happens, I certainly know whose side I'm going to be on in this issue. More information coming on out from the WikiLeaks. Remember back when the email server scandal first broke? And I remember Obama getting up there on the press conference and saying, I just found out about it at the same time you did from the corporate. I had no idea, blah, 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 blah. Well, there's now absolute proof that not only did President Obama know Hillary Clinton was using a private, unsecure server, he himself availed him, used it to send messages to Hillary Clinton using a pseudonym. And that makes him culpable. He's an accessory to whatever was done with that private email server. If, in fact, Hillary Clinton was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using that server to deliver the goods, then Obama's an accessory. He's an accessory. All right, we're coming up on a commercial break. Tom in Texas is back. When we come back from these words from our sponsors, we're going to take Tom's phone call, and then we will be done with the radio show for today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And real quick, we had a listener write on in response to the phone call asking about software that was going to record both audio and video together. There's apparently a tool called Reaper. It's available at reaper.fm. And there's a free download with a 60-day demo. The software is apparently much better than Audacity. It's been used at Disney and Abbey Road and will work with video. It's available for Mac and Windows, and the license is only $60. So it sounds like a good piece of software for that particular application. Now then, the Hillary Clinton campaign is reporting from down in Florida that almost twice as many Latinos have cast early ballots this election than 4 years ago in 2012. Almost twice as many. Are these Latinos legal citizens and eligible to vote? I have no idea. We don't require voter ID here anymore. Are all these Latinos actually alive? Well, I don't know. We don't go out and take their pulses. As far as I'm concerned, this election is discredited completely already just based on the fraud during the primary. I can understand why people are getting very, very angry about what's going on here. More reports about voting machines switching votes from Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton. They're not even trying to hide it. They're not even trying to hide what's going on. Apparently, the U.S. is trying to find some way to get back into the southern Philippines. I would say that in all probability, we're going to see an attempt to regime change the Philippines. Duterte won't do what the U.S. tells him to do, such as not shoot the drug dealers. So we're going to just replace him. I'm hearing a very alarming talk that the U.S. Congress, frustrated by 5 years of trying to regime change Syria and getting nowhere, is seriously considering authorizing a decapitation strike, meaning an assassination of a foreign leader. That is a door I don't think they really want to open, because once you set that precedent, once you're across that line, then everybody's going to be shooting at everybody else's leaders. And yes, I know we all have certain leaders we'd like to see get shot, but it just contributes to the overall chaos. Apparently, Obama is unleashing intervention teams to wage war on ideologies that he does not agree with. In other words, he's bringing about George Orwell's thought police. That's literally what he's talking about. If you have a thought that I don't agree with, the thought police will stage an intervention. By the way, over in Iceland, the polls are showing the Pirate Party may actually win control in Iceland. And that will be a really good thing. I just love the name, the Pirate Party. The Pirate Party. It's good stuff here. And by the way, for those of you on Hillary's campaign who are heroin dealers or addicts, you'll be delighted to know that under U.S. military protection, Afghanistan opium production is now up by 43%, according to the United Nations. There's the music. Time for Claire and I to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day, like finally shake this cold I've been dealing with. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, you are all part of the independent media. Take what you learn here, share it with all those people still believing that the TV set is the font of truth. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance.
prepare. Don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.